The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in the synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at the moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. Whoever endures to the end will be saved." The Gospel of the Lord. So, our brother Felix is graduated from Lhasa. Also, I'm an old student, but for years before, we are Lhasarian. So, the spirit of Lhasa is always be humble and to serve. And I think Felix is fulfilling his mission on earth in the church as a music director. It's a kind of hobby. You need to have love for your work. And I think he is fulfilling his calling. God gave him his talent. He composed many songs. So we hope that through these songs, still singing in the church in the United States, and that's always reframing our praise to the Lord. And we share, each one of us, our gifts. So through singing, also we say, double our prayer life. That's why the church, they have more music in the Gregorian time. Gregorian chant is to make people, through the music, have a feel, kind of feeling of the love of God. So it's not something pagan. It's something very spiritual. And today, Jesus also admonishes us, when we serve the Lord, it's not always easy. There are people will be against us, do something against us, speak evil against us also. But Jesus said, don't worry. Whatever, if you live with love, there is always the Holy Spirit inside you. At times, you know how to respond. I know many priests in China before 1949, they were in prison for years. When they come to Hong Kong, ask them, what do you feel? They say, I feel all the peace. Even they were captured in the prison, there's always peace. Because when there's Christ in you, there's always peace. So in order not today, everyone, God promised, He be with us until the end of the day. So let us keep this, the presence of the Lord through our mutual love. And His promise, when we love one another in a family, there's always presence, a special presence. Do you agree? Because Jesus promised, whatever two or three united in my name, that means loving one another, I am in your midst. So whatever we do is not only on ourselves, as a family, today, with a bigger family, whatever we do, with the heart, when you love Jesus, each one of us love Jesus, and we have this unity. And that's what Jesus is praying for. So today, in a special way, through the feast of St. Stephen, when we pray for one another, so that we can be always faithful to our calling, as Stephen did. Please stand, pray for the faithful.